Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News on the day Liverpool prepare to take on Atletico Madrid over in Madrid, the one, the Metropolitana. I'm joined today by Simon Cole, first time on the news show with me. Simon is the founder of Dreams and Songs to Sing, and he is also the chief designer of any Red Men TV merch, good friend of ours. Simon, thank you very much for joining me.
Pleased to be here, Chris. Thank you.
Before we get into it, mate, we're going to talk a little bit about Jurgen Klopp, about his press conference reaction, stuff like that. We've also got some Werner news. Melissa Reddy writing a brilliant article on The Independent, and we got a little bit about Jordan Henderson, what he said about Phil Coutinho, as well as some more, a bit of an update on the Saka situation we first mentioned yesterday, and then we'll get into the comments. So as I'm going through these, as we're discussing these stories, leave me your thoughts in the comment section below. Don't forget to turn the notification bell on, subscribe to Red Men News and like the video, it really does help us. So Jürgen had his press conference last night at 6:30. You can see on your screen there the main headline is "I'm the kindergarten cop" compared to Diego Simeone. It was nice to hear him talk about Simeone in such glowing terms, isn't it? He's a manager, Simon Jürgen, who just respects other people in his situation. He clearly respects Diego Simeone.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's just he doesn't really obsess anybody, does he? I mean, maybe he does on the touchline, but I think certainly prior to games he kind of, you know. And I think, he's genuine as well. I don't think it's just a case of saying the right things, but he just knows how to handle himself. And, you know, and I think it just makes for a, no kind of added pressure before the start of the game. So it's, I think that's only a good thing.
So he said a few interesting things, and I'll quote him directly here. People say I'm emotional on the sideline, but if I'm level 4, then Diego is on level 12. I'm the kindergarten cop compared to him. After 8 years as Atletico manager, to still have his emotional level, wow, it's absolutely impressive. His teams are always world-class organised, so that makes him one of the best. We met once or twice. We exchanged some messages after big wins or big defeats. What type of a game are you expecting with Atletico tonight?
I'm confident, but at the same time, you go into these slightly apprehensive, especially after a break. I'm really pleased that we had the Norwich game at the weekend just to kind of ease our way back into it. And I thought it was a good performance. So quite confident that we'll just step up and do the usual thing. The kind of game I'm expecting, though, I think is possibly like a Napoli game from earlier on in the group games.
And last season as well.
Well, yeah, pre-season. I think just as well because they're coming into it not in great form, fully expect them to be a bit, well, they're going to be in our faces, just kind of quite combative, probably set up quite, you know, tight. And I mean, I think that just goes without saying anyway. But as I say, they've just got to still be in the tie, haven't they, coming to Anfield? So I don't think, you know, I think they'll just make it as nasty as they can. I mean, he's the master of shithouse tactics as well, I would imagine, you know, old Simeone.
It's him and Mourinho, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. They're the two of them.
Yeah, I mean, so you fully expect a bit of a war of attrition, if you like, to start with. So it's just kind of, we want our sort of dogs of war tonight, really, don't we? You know, kind of midfield three, probably, you know, Fab, Hendo, Genie, maybe Milner, you know, maybe he comes in for one of those, but all we want to do is just kind of weather the storm. And I mean we're so good now that we can just go into games and be the storm ourselves, can't we? But as I say, we just need to be, you know, our usual professionals, patient selves, and just show him who's Champions of the world,
exactly, and champions of Europe and Premier League champions elect. Yeah. So moving on to the next story, then Sal Núñez says Red midfield are like hunting dogs. This is a brilliant couple of quotes actually. They have those perros de presa, hunting dogs in the middle who run press. Sal said per goal, it's not just running for the sake of running. They do things that aren't normal. And it looks disordered, but it's ordered, mechanised, praise of the highest order, and it's certainly merited. Every single time you watch Liverpool, you never see them in field outfought or outworked. That wasn't a quote towards the end. But Jordan Henderson, Wijnaldum, Kate and Milner, Fabinho, whoever is starting, all excel on the ball as well, rarely wasting a pass. And it's interesting to hear another midfielder talk about Liverpool's midfield like that, because I think sometimes Liverpool fans, although we're not down on the team in any way, shape or form, you can be down on the midfield. Like you kind of justify it. Well, they let the fullbacks play and they work hard. Yeah. Whereas actually what this midfielder, what Niguez is saying is, that's fucking brilliant. Mm. It's hard to come up against and he won't be looking forward to it, will he?
I'm sure they look forward to games like this themselves. I mean, you want to test yourselves against the best. But it does kind of sound like an element of fear in there that they know they're in for a hell of a fight, and, it's... Yeah, it must be a frightening prospect coming up against, like I said before, we've got our full strength squad again now, and even with one or two that have been on the fringes, they're kind of back in the frame again now. I mean, without getting off topic, Nathaniel Klein won't feature tonight, but, just the fact he's back training again is just the squad strength at the minute is just... phenomenal.
Not to put any pressure on you, but we haven't had any new Redmen TV merch for a while, and Perros de Pressure has a nice ring to it, Simon.
Yeah, let's. As soon as we finish there, I'll get onto it.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Cheers. Peer pressure. Good old fashioned peer pressure. Nothing quite like it, is there? So we'll move on to the Timo Werner story then. Mel Reddy, friend of the show, senior football correspondent at The Independent nowadays, has talked about Liverpool and their chase of Timo Werner. She says, Liverpool have not engaged with RB Leipzig over striking an agreement for the forward. The Premier League leaders have long assessed the 23-year-old, who aligns with the stylistic profile the recruitment team prioritise. While Werner's football attributes would complement the approach of the European champions, there are concerns over how the German international would adjust to not being an automatic starter for Liverpool. The recruitment team and Klopp subscribe to it's not about the first 2 months, but the first 3 year policy, and do detailed character assessments about how a player would cope with being out of the fold, as Andy Robertson and Fabinho were, for example, while absorbing the demands on and off the pitch at Liverpool. Now, that's quite an interesting thing, because it's something we've been talking about as fans, isn't it? That fourth for the three spots. Yeah. And would he accept being not a starter? And it's clearly in Liverpool's thinking, by all accounts.
Whoever comes to the club now, though, is going to be faced with that, aren't they? I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. I mean, there's talk of Mbappe and Sancho as well. They equally would have to, find a way in. And it's difficult to see at the minute. I think you've got to come with that sort of offering something maybe a little bit different to what's currently there. Goes without saying, I guess, but...
He has the versatility, though, Werner, doesn't he? He can play across the line, so he could...
I don't know a huge amount about him, and I don't watch any sort of German footy, so all I know is the kind of, he's been linked with us for ages. He fits our sort of profile, like it says there, age, all his stats, I think it all stacks up. And he feels... Personally, to me, he feels more like our type of player than maybe an Mbappe or a Sancho. So, as much of a statement as it would be, I mean, with any of those three, to be honest, I think the kinds of, the Mbappe and the Sancho just feels a bit like, bringing in the kind of like Galactico sort of mega superstar. It doesn't sort of sit quite as right as I think maybe a player like Timo Werner. Also there's the Naby connection there as well. So, that it feels like whenever we do sign players, always look for those kind of little partnerships and connections that have perhaps already been formed before at some stage. So, that ticks that box, whereas obviously the other two don't. Mm-hmm. I think, it's great having players in the team right now as well, like starters like, you know, Fabinho and Robertson, that had to sort of bide their time, and they've kind of proved.
But you can
that
kind of show Werner that, can't you? Exactly. Like, well, they didn't come in as first team players, but now look at them. They sat there, they learnt the role, and they've come into it.
So that sort of, you know, that says a lot, doesn't it? You know, I think that we can actually sort of, there's proof on the pitch already that that's, you know, that happens.
I think the other thing for me, anyway, let me know your thoughts on this in the comments section. It's about what type of a person you are. And if you're a top player and you're scoring, banging in 20-odd goals a season in the Bundesliga, you'll fancy your chances of getting in there and showing Liverpool what you're made of and maybe fighting for your place. And if there is a player like that who wants to come into Liverpool, then I'd always rather that. I'd rather them want and have that fight within themselves to be able to get into the side. Whether I should do the link. Player who maybe didn't have the fight to be in the side that Jordan Henderson has been talking about. I'm just going to do the link anyway because it's there. It's been bowled underarm to me by myself. Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson sends Felipe Coutinho a transfer message. Now, the headline here, Simon, would have you think that Jordan's asking for Phil Coutinho back. And actually, at one point during this, it does kind of sound like that. But then at the end, he poo-poos it like James Pearce poo-poos transfer stories all over the place. Phil is a good friend of mine, Henderson told Spanish publication Sport. I think he is an exceptional footballer. He has everything. He has a great attitude. He loves football. So, of course, for me, it would always be welcome. But it's not up to me. It's probably best to ask the manager that. The boys loved him. So if you ask any of them, I'm sure they'll say they'll love to have him back. But I think his time here has passed. He has moved, and I hope in the near future we'll see the same Phil we saw here. And it's kind of saying there, isn't he? You know, he was at Liverpool for 5 years. He's not at Liverpool anymore. Although I appreciate everything that he did and did for the football club and did for those personally, it does feel like his time at Liverpool's passed, and maybe we shouldn't be talking about him anymore. Yeah. I realise I'm talking about him.
Well, I think I read something the other day where Philip Coutinho himself had sort of hinted that he didn't possibly see his future at Liverpool, and you know that ship had sailed a little bit. And I think if he was to come back, I mean,
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I mean, I suppose part of the, you know, the romantic in me and maybe like the sort of the jilted lover in me would sort of say, yeah, it'd be nice to sort of, you know, gloss over that, you know, what happened before.
But once the trust's been broken, Simon, yeah, it's very exactly, difficult yeah, to regain yeah, the trust.
Yeah, but I just don't know. I'm just not sure anymore. It's not something I pine for or, you know. I mean, look, he's a great player and I think he would, you know, imagine having him, you know,
I want Timo Werner at Liverpool. Yeah, I don't want Phil Coutinho back. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about it because everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't really have an opinion on him anymore.
No.
But if you want me to have an opinion, I'll make one up.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But really, Phil Coutinho, he was a Liverpool player and he's not a Liverpool player. And I'll think about him if he becomes a Liverpool player, but I don't want him to become a Liverpool player.
I certainly think if he
again.
Came back, he'd have to come back sort of, you know, it would really be tail between his legs and, you know, he'd have to show a lot of contrition, wouldn't he, and just sort of... Yeah. you know, pay his dues a little bit and just...
He's scared of coming back. He knows he didn't score two of his three American shootouts against me.
So, yeah, it's not a, you know... I mean, he was a great player for us and he paid for Van Dijk and Alisson, so...
Thank you very much, Phil. Final little story then. There's a couple here, actually. I'm on the Liverpool Echoes live blog at the moment. Saka drops future hint, which is nice. And this one, I just leave... And so, speaking about his future, as quoted by The Express, he was non-committal about his next move. I just leave all that stuff to my agent and my parents. I just enjoy my football and play my football. Do I want to stay? Like I said, it's for my agent. They're sorting it out. Of course I'm enjoying my football, enjoying playing under the new coach, so we'll see what happens. Do I want to stay? Like I said, that's for my agents. Really, mate? You could have just said, yes, I do want to stay. I mean, what you've basically said there is, no, I don't want to stay, because I'd have just said yes. And another thing as well, while we're on this, I think a little bit further down, Liverpool have also been linked with Marinelli from Arsenal this time. Martinelli, apologies, from Arsenal. So here we go. Yeah, look at this one. Football Insider claims the Reds are assessing long-term potential transfer options, and the Arsenal duo Gabriel Martinelli and Bukayo Saka are both on their radar following the impact for the Gunners this season. Now, whether this happens or not, do you think Liverpool are now in a position where they can just steal Arsenal's young players? Because that's boss.
I mean, that's amazing. But I mean, I kind of look at things like this now and just sort of, it's a bit of a, you know, shrug of the shoulders type of thing. You know, I mean, yeah, they look potentially great players, you know, but we've got so many young, good players at the club already. I mean, obviously, you're always looking to strengthen and, you know, it's... But yeah, I think just, again, the statement that we can just, you know, be linked with other top six teams, you know, up-and-coming talent is just...
And just pinch them when we want. You know why we can pinch them when we want? Because we're world champions.
Exactly.
And that's what we do.
But, when you're world champions, it's hard. There's not really anybody out there that I crave to have, because we've got the best...
Squad in the world. Squad and the best in the world, team in the world. You're absolutely right. Okay, we'll get into some of the comments then. Tom, have you got something to get us going, please, mate?
I have... Got some for you, yes. Hughes Jinx says, I think tonight will be tough. We've struggled against sides that play very defensive. Man United played park the bus at Old Trafford and we seriously struggled. Keita will be the key tonight.
Ooh, Keita the key. It is, like, we have struggled against teams sometimes. I mean, I say struggled. We've drawn one Premier League game all season and won all the rest of them. And a lot of them have been parking the bus. But what happens, there's a difference, isn't there, Si, when world-class players park the bus, it becomes much more difficult than Premier League standard players parking the bus. And I can imagine, like, you know, Manchester United, yes, they're not the Manchester United that they are, but they've got some world-class talent in that squad. Not a lot of it, thankfully. But Atletico do have world-class talent. Now, they're in a transition, we all know that. So it will be a tough game. And I do like the shout of Keita. What do you think of that? I think he'll go with the midfield three if it's been a one on Henderson, by the way.
I do as well, and I just think that's the right choice tonight. I mean, you know, like I say, we just want to really just tear up for the return leg, don't we? I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if we can nick a goal and or two tonight. I mean, like we've done in previous seasons where we've just gone places like Porto and just, you know,
obliterated them 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, job done, you know.
I remember standing on that ground, it was just disbelief at what we were seeing, to be honest. Yeah. I'd love that tonight, but I just can't see that it happens.
It's one of them where if we get an opportunity and it happens and we go a goal in front and, you know, they then start trying to nick something back again, then, it, you know, it could be one of those nights. But I think we'll just go there just to kind of set up, you know, not give anything away, just be difficult ourselves, you know.
So it'll be quite a boring game, couldn't it?
It feels that way.
I say boring. Yeah. I like these tactical sort of battles, if I'm honest with you, where there's two teams like that. Yeah. Okay, Tom, let's move on, mate.
As you can imagine, a lot of people talking about the game later on. A lot of people agreeing with the Fabinho, Gini, Hendo midfield, like Jojo, like Nathan Carter and Stephen Somerville. But then someone called Dr. Tonmoy said Milner should start. So I asked him why, and he said, we need experience. It's going to be difficult there. An experienced player like Milner can help. But then Jojo goes on to say, Milner to come in as a sub to close out the game.
What was the person's name who said the Milner stuff originally?
Dr. Tonmoy.
Dr. Tonmoy. I don't fully agree with you, if I'm honest, and look, everyone's entitled to their opinion. I'm not having a go or anything like that, and I don't mean to come across like that, but like every single player in this squad now is experienced. They've experienced winning the World Cup, winning the World Club World Cup. They've experienced winning the Champions League before. Fabinho, Wijnaldum, Henderson, they're all experienced players now. I do get what you're saying. They're not as experienced as James Milner. I can understand why you'd maybe want someone like a James Milner in there. But he is coming back off an injury as well.
Yeah.
That being said, Klopp has favoured Milner in these away games in the past.
Yeah.
But the experience thing, I think nowadays, God, I mean, we've been to two European Cup finals on the bounce with the majority of these lads. We're an experienced side now, and that's why we're so good, I think. Mm-hmm. If we were still a young, immature side without these experiences, I don't think we'd be as good as we are in the Premier League or as good as we are in the league. So, but I do like the Milner shout, if I'm honest, Tom Wright.
I think he'll feature at some stage.
Yeah.
I just think, you know, as I say, that having them four, you know, it could be three or four, can't it, tonight, I think, you know.
Out of those midfielders, yeah. Okay, next one.
Yeah, just going away from the game. DPS1, talking about Timo Werner, says, Werner is the right signing. With Mane and Salah going to AFCON next year, he helps us keep our level up. And even when they are all available, he offers an alternative for the 4-2-3-1 with Bobby Deeper.
That's an interesting point, isn't it, about the AFCON?
Yeah, I mean, that was a point that I actually forgot to mention earlier, was just that is his kind of window of opportunity as soon as he gets to the club. If he comes in the summer, he's potentially got
that. Bed your feet and then, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's displacement, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So it's kind of, yeah, I mean, that is a, and I'm sure, you know, the club will be looking at that situation as well, you know. So, yeah, I think it's a very valid point.
Okay, so is Kieran Trippier playing tonight, or is he injured still?
I think he's injured.
Yeah,
that's a shame, isn't it? I mean, it would be double heartbreak for him there.
Yeah.
You know, Tottenham player, won the Metropolitano, and then playing Liverpool again. I think he's just called in sick, to be honest with you. Yeah. He's just had one of them days where he's going, no, can't deal with that, mentally scarred. One more, Tom.
Having a look at the injuries. Costa's out with a herniated disc.
He's in Trippier's the squad, out. Though. He's in the squad. Okay. Costa, yeah. They've named him in the 19-man squad, I think.
Oh, fair enough. This is Transfermarkt. Keaton Trippier with a groin strain and Joao Felix with a leg injury, which is a good one for us. Moving on to the Arsenal youngsters, Ryan Heeland says, personally think that the Saka stuff is more his agent trying to secure him a new bumper deal contract at Arsenal. And then Stuart Wisby, talking about Martinelli, says he's class and will get better, but Arsenal will want big bucks, so he'll probably end up at Real.
Martinelli does look like an absolute player, doesn't he? And the Saka stuff, I agree. It could well be his agent, because he's only on £3,000 a week,
yeah.
Which, you know, terrible. Terrible, isn't it? Only £3,000 a week. My word. So what's that? 100 grand a year. Oh my days. Poor lad. So yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Will you be doing a watch along, says EZScotty99? Not tonight, my friend. Gutted not to be over there, actually. We've got Ross and Matt over there. It's just Matt's first big away day since taking over from Si. So yeah, I'm gonna be watching it here, and I will enjoy it, and I'll do a match reaction after the game as well, actually. But yeah, I think that's about it. Oh, what's this one? Chris Johns, apologies. If you look at the club's policy a few years ago, buying young prospects and developing, we had decent moments. It's clearly much better having young prospects amongst the experienced players. Yeah, that's a good way to end the show, really. It's a really good statement, isn't it? You do need that experience and you need that youth coming through.
Yeah.
Now we're in a position of strength. Is the time that we should be looking to strengthen even more. So anyway, we'll look forward to the game tonight. Don't forget to check out Simon Dreams and Songs to Sing. What's the Twitter? At @dreams_n_songs?
Yeah, or just Threads for Reds.
Type that in there as well. Go and check out his merch, of course. Check out the Redmen TV merch as well. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next time. Ta-ra.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Think of your favorite one-hit wonder.
Or that overpriced toy your parents would never let you have.
Or that TV show that no one else remembers because it was canceled way too soon. Now what if we could fix it?
I'm Francesca Ramsey.
And I'm DeLon Grant. And after 20 years of friendship, we are now hosting a new nostalgia podcast called Let Me Fix It.
Each episode, we'll dig into our favorite celebrities, shows, and brands of yesteryear, and then imagine what it would take to repackage them for relevance today.
Think of our show as an intervention, but with way less stakes.
So subscribe to Let Me Fix It wherever you get your favorite podcasts.